to come, boy, that's what I was trying to think of down yonder.
Oh, is that, that's that mud that gets sticky?
That's tough cool. mud.
Jumbo.
There's a lot of that in the river bottom.
When you get your car stuck, how did you get it out of the mud? Did somebody come along and...
I caught holler for WT myself. I'm a pretty bad driver and I get stuck pretty often. I don't pay enough attention to where I'm going. Here not long ago, I was going over on the last place there where the road, the highway goes through. It goes through one of our places down there. And I was just going over in another field. I was on the highway and I just pulled off to go down. And the hill was steeper than the, that is just a little short. And it just, my truck went down there and run off in where somebody has been, I think the highway department. They found a tire broke. And it was, I think they had been fixing that. Anyway, car went off in a, just an old truck, and it went off in a, this brake, and it just looked like it hit a stump, just stopped right now. Well, I was fixed, I went on, I just got out and left it. I couldn't do nothing. And somebody saw WT and told him. Anyway, I went on up to the field I was going to. Had a field, a little piece of wheat in it. Now, I hadn't seen it in a good while. And I went on over there. And when I got back, WT was there ready to pull me out. And I told him, I said, I don't believe he was pulling me out with that thing. He was had a truck, half ton truck. I said, I don't believe he can pull me out with that thing. That thing's hung. He said, well, maybe I better back it up then. And he did hitch to the back, and it was where somebody had evidently spaded out, hung up and spaded out, and the ground had hardened.
When you stopped so short, did it hurt you, or did you?
No, it didn't.
Did you ever have to push anybody out?
Push people out.
All right.
These Fords. And that's about all I've ever been used to, Chevrolet and Ford. And when we lived down there, we had sheep and had them up at the up a barn, store. And I put them in the night. There's a barn there, shaded all around. And they had the access to that shed, and I could fasten them up and fasten the door, and dogs or nothing couldn't get in there and keep them in there in bad weather when they landed.